We did to the tea room, and the only people I knew were actually Labour MPs from Glasgow, but very nice people, and so I went to had a cup of tea with them, and they would say, it was very funny, I was just sitting down there having a chat with them, and there was a very nice man called Harold Wilson, you may remember, who came and sat down and said, who are you? And so I said, I'm Teddy Taylor. And he said, you're Conservative? I said, yes. He said, well, what are you doing at this table? And I said, well, this is my friends. He said, oh, that's one thing you'll have to learn, that we have segregation here. And so he was very nice and just told me that it's something I should know for the future, that we always sit in different places so that we don't listen to other people's conversations. I found this when I went for lunch. The first day, I always remember I went in there, and they were saying, I didn't know where I'd go and sit, and they said, well, it's we have a division here. That side is all the Labour side. That side's the Conservative side. They had one small narrow table in the middle reserved for the Liberal Democrats. It worked perfectly, like all the parliamentary things go, until something went wrong. Because I remember, not then, but just an election a wee bit ahead, there was a man elected to Parliament for the first time as a Welsh nationalist called Gwynfor Evans. Very nice man. And I got to speak to him, and we got very friendly. He was the first Welsh nationalist, so he came in to get his lunch, and he says, where can I sit? And he said, I'm afraid there's nowhere for you to sit. You'd have to go to the other place to eat downstairs, which he did, went to the dungeon downstairs, where they don't have they don't have the tablecloths and waitresses, they just have a blackboard that never changes cod and chips, macaroni and chips and steak pie and chips. He never complained. He went there for 6 months and enjoyed his lunches there, no trouble at all. But then we had a lady elected, you probably know, called Winnie Ewing, who was elected as the Scottish Nationalist. And oh dear, dear, she caused all kinds of trouble, saying that it was upsetting, unfortunately, for women, and the Scots were feeling ashamed that they were not being given a proper seat and something should be done about it. And so they had a special meeting of the House of Commons Catering Committee, and they said, well, we don't want to have a nationalist seat because that'll just encourage more of them to come. So eventually they decided to have what they called a minority parties table.